Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our ongoing Shiurim in Likutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman's magnum opus. We are towards the end of Torah Beis, the second Torah in Likutei Moharan. A brief review. We had learned that Mashiach's main chiyas and his main weapon is prayer, and so too is that of every Jew. With that, to strengthen that idea, we have to be involved in strengthening our observance of Shmiras HaBris, of evening out the Mishpat, divine justice. We can do that through giving tzedakah, connecting ourselves to the tzaddikim to help those righteous ones, can help our prayers go exactly where it is that they're supposed to be. Through learning Torah, we raise up the souls of all of the Jewish people, including our own, and that learning can serve as a fuel to the fire to strengthen our prayers. We finished the last shiur exploring an exciting happening in the Gemara from Rabbi Bar Chana, where he was on a ship, and they saw something that looked like an island. They got off on the island, they started to bake, and they started to cook. And then all of a sudden, when it got hot, the whole island flipped over. They didn't realize that it was a fish. It wasn't an island. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were close to the ship, they would have drowned. We're picking it up here. Rabbi Nachman's going to dive into this story and let us know how this idea connects the whole Torah and give us some practical take-homes. Here we go. That when we see the length, the extended days of our current exile, and that every day we're crying out and we're not saved yet, that there are Jews that make a mistake in their heart, God forbid, that all of our prayers are for naught, they're all empty. But truthfully, all of our prayers, and the righteous of every generation, that the tzaddikim of every generation lift up our prayers and build this Mishkan, if you will, just like we see in the Pasuk with Moshe Rabbeinu was building the Mishkan. Mailin kol shayva v'shayva l'duchte, that he's able to place every single piece exactly where it is that it's supposed to be. Ubonin komasa shel ashchina ma'at ma'at, and he's building each piece of the Shechina, this divine presence, that the Mishkan was the resting place of the Shechina, so we can use those two words interchangeably. And this is going to continue until it's totally completed. Until Mashiach comes. Da Moshe. Mashiach is Moshe Rabbeinu. And he will finish it. He will complete it. And he, Moshe Mashiach, is the one who's going to complete it. V'zeh perish. And here we go, diving into what this story really is. Chazina l'haikavra, the fact that we saw a fish. What does that mean? Hu b'chinas tzadik hador. This fish is likened to the Tzadik, the righteous one of the generation, Hanikra Dag, who is called a fish. Zebachinas Moshe Mashiach. This is Moshe Mashiach. De Yasve Lechalsa Agabe, the fact that there was sand on the back of this fish. The sand on the back are all of our tefillas. All every piece of grain of sand is just like every tefillah that's sent up by the Jewish people. And it's as if God has, God forbid, in Kavayachal, turned his back to us. One could feel that because we've been praying for so many years and there hasn't been an ultimate redemption, and tragedy after tragedy, that perhaps all of these prayers are as worthless as a piece of sand. Yasvale, that it had settled, namely, v'yaviu es ha-mishkan el Moshe, that to bring the Mishkan to Moshe, ki tzarich lahavi lakasher es tefila la-tzadik shebador, that it's necessary to connect oneself and one's tefillas, one's prayers, to the righteous individual of each generation, who is the Moshe Mashiach, who can build this tefila. Namely, the settling is the tzaddik, the righteous one, taking our tefillas and putting them, settling them, exactly where it is that they need to be. V'kadchi aliyagma, that the meadow sprouted, that there was grass growing from the sand. Haynu haneshamos habayim ima tefila, namely the souls that come with the prayer. Bechinas besulas acharel reosel. This is the pasuk that we had before. Ki haneshamos hen nikrain asavim kamo shekasev revava ketzemach asade nesatich. That all the souls are likened to grass. The pasuk says that I caused you to grow and increase in the foliage of the fields, specifically talking about the numbers of the Jewish people, thus connecting souls and numbers of Jewish people to the blades of grass. Savrinan shiyabeshtahu, that we thought that it was dry. meaning the back of the fish we thought was an island as opposed to the actual back of the fish. Hainu she'atfilos einam oisim peiros, namely that our prayers are totally for naught, that they're all a waste, God forbid. Aval be'emes einokein, but rather, the truth is, that's not the case. Ella salkinan va'afinan uvashlinan. We went up and we baked and we cooked. Hainu kol tefilos salkinan va'oilin. Namely, all of our tefilos, they do go up. They go up. Uchol mashem marbin betfila. And every person who increases their tefila, nivna hashchina b'yoyser, builds the shchina that much more. Umechina es atzma lezivug. And prepares herself, meaning the Shechina, prepares the Shechina for the ultimate connection with the masculine aspects of Hashem. Again, this is a kava yachol. This is not physical, God forbid. These are defined terms in our world for us to begin to understand how the spiritual realm works. V'zeu afinan uvashlinan. And this idea is the baking and the cooking. Ki afia bishol heim hachana l'achila. Because the baking and the cooking, this is preparation for eating. L'bechinas zivug. And eating is the concept of an ultimate intimate connection, most notably between husband and wife. Kamo shekasev, like the pasuk says, ki im alechem asher hu oichel. Kashi shtalem kaima shel kol ashchina. Hainu al yidei roiv atfilos. Yichmaru rachamav, v'yisapech midas adin l'midas harachamim. How does this happen? That when the structure of the Shechina is totally built through the abundance of our prayers, so then the divine mercy starts to literally to warm up, and it can flip from the judgment to the mercy. V'zeh kadcham, and this is the idea of the heating up. Hainuka asher yichmaru rachamav. Just like when we pray more, when our prayers are stronger, so then the mercy of Hashem will warm. Gabi is apech. It'll flip over to the other side. Hanushis apech midas adin l'midas harachamim. Just like the fish in our story flipped over, so too can Hashem flip over. Seemingly, we're sending out prayers, and it seems that it chas v'shalom, that they are for naught. But eventually, when we build up that core of rov tefilos, of more tefilas, and strengthening our tefilas, then the whole thing is going to flip, kav yachol. The aspect of thinking that Hashem, God forbid, is turning his back on us because of unanswered prayers will be totally opposite, and we'll be able to see clearly the warmth and kindness and blessings of God. And if it was that we were not close to the ship, Hainu lemani lemani es azois. There's a pasuk that for my sake, this is what happened. Meaning we shouldn't be thinking that it's for me. When I daven and then it's answered, I shouldn't think, oh, I davened, so therefore I'm so great and my merit is so great, so therefore I earned it. No, Hashem answers or chooses not to because he has his reasons and he has his cheshbonos. He's the one, the master of the world, deciding who gets what when, and he knows what's best. So when we daven, we're able to say thank you. Thank you, Hashem, because I know that you wanted what's best and you know what's best. Lama'ani. This is Hashem saying it's for me, not for you. Kedisa b'midrash, as it says in the Midrash on Iyov, Mihik dimani v'ashalim lo. Who preceded me so that I should pay him, so that I should reward him? What exactly does that pasuk mean? What's the Medrash teach us? Mi asali mezuzah koydim shenasati lebayis. Literally, who made for me a mezuzah before I gave him a house? Meaning, we get a house, and then we put up the mezuzah, and we say, oh, I got a house, I got the house, I bought the house, I saved for the house, it's my house, and now I'm going to do this thing for Hashem, because Hashem wants me to put a mezuzah up. No. Hashem gave you the house, he gave you the ability to save, he gave you the job to get the money to save, and now that Hashem gave you this house, you're able to formalize the specific of keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah to put on the house that Hashem, not us alone, but Hashem, had built. This relationship, our tefilos, is not just the icing on the cake and that we do everything, it's all about us. Hashem is the master, Hashem does everything, and it's up to us to maximize our relationship with Him. Not, God forbid, to think that we're doing great on our own, to the exclusion of Hashem, and occasionally I'll check a box, I did this right, I'll do this, okay Hashem, I'll give this to you. No. Hashem gives us everything, our bodies, our experience, our life itself, including the house upon which we can put the mezuzah. Nimsa, we find shekol ma'asim tovim shelanu v'chol ha'tfilos hakol me'ito ve'ein ra'ui lachshov lekabel schar al shum davar. So therefore we find that all of our good deeds and all of our prayers, it's all from Him, meaning from Hashem. It's not from us. It's not us doing things. It's all from God. and it's not appropriate or fitting to start to think about how we're receiving reward for something that we didn't do. Hashem gave us the hand to be able to put over our eyes to say Shema. Hashem gave us the legs to be able to walk to that next mitzvah opportunity. Hashem gave us the eyes to be able to read the Siddur and the intellectual capacity to be able to think on higher levels. It's all from Him. So it's not about us saying, look at the merit that I have. I did this great mitzvah, and I did this great mitzvah, and I did this other opportunity, and I'm so great, and I helped fund this area, and I helped. No. It's all Him. It's all God. It's all about God. It's not about us. Va'afal pi shenira, and even though it seems, shal yidei tefilaseinu v'tzoraseinu yiyeh ha-ge'ula, that through our prayers and through our Torah learning, there will be a ge'ula. In any event, we need His chesed. We need Hashem. Because with His chesed, yigal oisanu, we will be redeemed. It's all about God. It's not just us. If we do X, Y, Z, then we feel like we're deserving of. But the reality is that it's not that we are deserving of or that we should believe we have anything coming to us. Whatever Hashem's will is, and sometimes it feels like the back of Hashem is what we're seeing. Right? When you come in contact with a person that maybe you don't have a great relationship with or you're not interested in speaking to, so you turn your back a little bit. You don't want to make eye contact. You don't want to have that face-to-face relationship. We need the chesed of Hashem, the kindness, the ultimate kindness and mercy of God, to shift and turn around so once again, the rightful place of the Jewish people will be, kavayachol, face-to-face with God Himself. We're not waiting for some imaginary ticker to say, yay, 100,000 mitzvahs, good to go. We're waiting for the ultimate chesed, the kindness of God, to redeem us. If it wasn't for the fact that we were close to the ship, what does this mean? Chesed. This is the concept of chesed. As our rabbis of blessed memory have said, in Maseches Kedushin, hasapanim Ruben Chassidim, that the majority of sailors are very kind. We see this connection that Rabbi Nachman brought between sailors or ships and chesed and kindness. Ilo chasdai, because if it's not for His kindness, meaning the ultimate kindness of God, Tavinan, we would have drowned, Chas v'shalom, begulus. We would have drowned in gulus, in the exile. If it wasn't for the kindness of God, we would not have been able to endure the years and years and generations of this extended exile. We've completed diving into the happening of Rabba Bar Chana, and at the end of the Torah, which will happen, please God, in the next episode, we'll tie it all together with a beautiful ribbon on top, connecting all of these ideas and the story back to the original pasuk about the Kohanim. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.